to. Capello, brave added a full fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
Live from Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, California, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. For the next 2 hours, we're talking sports, smack, and some comedy as well, folks. Open phone lines all around the planet. When I say toll-free, that means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the subjects we'll talk about tonight, of course, the upcoming NFL season. I'm hot on the NFL, no doubt about that. And what about those Giants, man? Madison Bumgarner comes back, but Johnny Quale goes bye-bye? I thought Johnny Quale was the best pitcher in baseball last year. What happened? 1 year, signed a big $25 million contract. That's what happened. Bottom line is we got lots of sports to talk about. Comedy as well. Seth Meyers is in the house. Hour number two, dedicated to a great extent to the greatest, Muhammad Ali. We'll hear from Muhammad Ali in an interview you've probably never heard in your entire life. Muhammad Ali straight, and I mean straight, and hour number two right here on the Sports Overnight America Johnny Taco Show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That was 1-800-878-7529. Live from the City by the Bay and San Francisco, I am the Taco Man.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Let's get to the news. Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I'm not saying it proves that he was in the pocket of the Russians, but he does fit in there. Look at that little guy. Look at that little gentleman. During his Senate testimony today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that any suggestion he colluded with Russia during the election is, quote, an appalling and detestable lie. And he blamed it all on those gold-darn Duke boys. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has published a new book titled Understanding Trump, and I have to say, it's a pretty quick read. A new poll found that only 37% of voters think President Trump is honest, or as Trump put it,
100%.
The White House announced today that President Trump will award his first Medal of Honor next month, so congratulations in advance, Colonel.
Do you remember how he defeated the chickens? The chickens were massing at our gates. And he killed them. And he put them in buckets.
Uber CEO Travis Kalanick announced today that he is taking a leave of absence from the company, but he'll be back in 3 minutes. No, wait, now, hold on, now it's saying 5 minutes. Six, oh no. Canceled.
The chickens with their beaks.
A new survey shows that men are 4 times more likely than women to take their cell phone out during a wedding or a funeral, while women are more likely to take their cell phone out during an argument. I'll tell you exactly what you said. Two passengers on a flight to Ibiza over the weekend reportedly had sex while in their seats, and nobody was more upset than the guy in the middle. And finally, Starbucks announced yesterday that it will be teaming up with Lady Gaga to release a line of summer drinks to wear. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show with me tonight.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
What is Hit Sports Day, July 16, 2017. Straight up, Ryan Lochte. Remember him, the Olympian, the swimmer that went down south to Rio last year, got involved in that gas station where they actually tore the gas station bathroom apart, and then they said the security guards pointed a gun at him and this thing. Yeah, they did because they wanted their money back for the damage he did. Anyway, this idiot was cleared of robbery charges down there, of course, caused an international incident, of course, was a big scar on the 2016 Olympics. No doubt about that. Speaking of a scar, Johnny Manziel talking with NFL teams, supposedly talking with the L.A. Rams. Why would the L.A. Rams need him? Please, stay away from L.A. Send Johnny Manziel to somebody that doesn't need a quarterback, because if they need a quarterback, they don't need Johnny Manziel. He said he took the year off. He needed to sober up. He got his life together. He has a new good girl in his life, a new woman in his life, and more power to him on that, but that doesn't make you an NFL quarterback, baby. I'm talking about the 2013 Heisman Trophy winner, of course, last played in 2015, and he hasn't been seen since as far as football. So straight up, Johnny Manziel is a loser, no doubt about that. Speaking of loser, Manny Pacquiao, a loser of Fortnite, to go to some hobo down there in Australia. Guess what? His trainer, that's right, I'm talking about Freddie Roach, the Roach Man, says Pacquiao got old. Oh, no. Pacquiao's been old. And without Flintstone vitamins, Pacquiao will always be old. Pacquiao's been old for a long time. Pacquiao's been small. Pacquiao's been doing stuff that the normal man can't do. And I say it's because of Flintstone vitamins. That's just the way I see things, baby. No doubt about that. I talked about it a little earlier, but it was a little crazy. How about Johnny Cueto? Now, 6-7 last year, 2 years ago, the ace of the Giants. Man, I mean, signed that big fat contract, got all those millions of dollars. Mr. Dominican, what happened to you, brother? Now you're 6-7 with a 4.59 ERA. You're the ace of the staff. No wonder the Giants are in last place, looking down, down, down. Speaking of down for the Giants, Madison Bumgarner returned, of course, this weekend. Not in the winner's circle, but he got beat up a little bit. Of course, hasn't played in a long time since he had that motorcycle accident over there in, was it Colorado, about 4 or 5 months ago. Of course, that sort of doomed the Giants as far as 2017 was concerned. But let's be honest, the Giants were a spit team before Madison Bumgarner went down. No doubt about that. Speaking of spit teams, how about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor? Guess what Floyd Mayweather called Conor McGregor this week? He called him an English cigarette. I'm serious. He called him a faggot. He called him an English cigarette today, yesterday, in a press conference. Of course, they were in London. I guess he thought he can get away with that saying in London because, you know, in London, a faggot is a cigarette. So I guess I can say that as well, since I'm referring to an English term. But anyway, Floyd called Conor an English cigarette, a faggot, I kid you not. So I guess that's going to go in August. Am I excited about it? No. I think, but there are a lot of people that are really thrilled about it. They talk to me about it. You know, not, but they're not fight fans per se. They're sort of like in between. They're sort of weird fans. I mean, I don't know what to say. They're not really fans. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I think it's going to be okay. I don't think it's going to be great. I think it'll be okay. Do I think Mayweather should win? If it's a boxing match, don't you think Mayweather will win unless, like, Conor McGregor steps on his foot and hits him with an elbow? I just don't see it happening as far as Conor McGregor winning. No way, no how. Speaking of guys winning and not losing, man, the Ghostbuster. How about that? Ivan Figueroa knocked down former four-time world champion. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero, a kid that broke in on this show about, I guess about 12, 13, 14 years ago now. He's been around a long time, but the bottom line is Robert Guerrero, time to stick a fork in him. The kid from Gilroy, California, like an order of Gilroy fries after about an hour and a half. He's done, man. He's been done a long, long time. Hey, you got to give him props. So he made a whole lot of money. There's just no doubt about it. He made a whole lot of money. Speaking of a guy that's made a lot of money, Yoenis Cespedes, of course, having hip problems with the New York Yankees. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, if he had to pull out of today's game, or Saturday's game, of course, because of a hip injury, and the Yankees got nothing without him, man. Without him, they're done. Forget it. He's all about over with. Forget about the World Series. Forget about October. Without Cespedes, it ain't happening. Now Cespedes can't even play a full game. Can't even play six innings. Bottom line is, he's probably going to go down for a couple of weeks before the end of the season in order to try to get him ready for the playoffs. But will it be enough? If he needs surgery, he needs surgery. And surgery means the end of the season for the New York Yankees as far as 2017 is concerned. Guess what? Terrell Owens. Yeah, he wants to come back. The pro sports, baby. Terrell's making a comeback. Of course, the former NFL running back, the guy that broke, I think he broke in here with the Niners, caused all kinds of problems here in San Francisco. And we sent him packing, and he went on to do some other things. Got some great stats as far as a running back. I mean, as far as an NFL player is concerned, Terrell Owens deserves to be probably in the Hall of Fame, but they don't like him. Anyway, he's calling out Ice Cube. Ice Cube, the rapper. Ice Cube, the actor. Ice Cube, the basketball league owner, 3-on-3 ball. Of course, Terrell Owens wants to play that. More power to Terrell Owens. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I've also got the text line, the no guilt text line, baby. That's right, no guilt, no sweat. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And for you folks outside of the country who want to hook up on Skype, yes, the Skype line is happening as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. That's Sports Byline, the number 2. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. What is it? Sports Date, July 16, 2017.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
For you to see.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You don't hear this too much in San Francisco. I live in San Francisco. Okay, actually, I live in the Bay Area. Was born in San Francisco. You can't afford to live in San Francisco, even if you made $120,000, you'd have a hard time living in San Francisco. I kid you not. If you wanted to live in a nice place, that's just the way it is here in the city by the Bay. Anyway, the bottom line is the Giants, of course, play at AT&T Park, and they always do well as far as their crowds are concerned because they've got like tourists and people that want to come to the game and this and that. So the Giants can lose and they'll still make money, much like the Oakland A's across the pond, of course. The Giants are trying to win. Unlike the A's, they always seem to be trying to lose. Anyway, checking out today's scoreboard. The Yankees, of course, Jonas Suspedes going out before the sixth inning, I believe. The Yankees were a 4-1 winner. That was in 16 innings. And the Yankees scored three in the top of the 16th to beat the Red Sox at home in Boston. Of course, Red Sox looking good as far as records are 51-40. Yankees 46-42 as I speak. The Tigers routed the Blue Jays 11-1. Tigers rolled up 14 hits. Blue Jays only came up with two hits over nine innings. Tigers now 40-49. The Blue Jays 42-48. The Cardinals. Cardinals were 4-0 winners over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Shut out the Pirates at home. Of course, the Pirates not looking all that good, 43-45, but neither the Dodgers, the Cardinals, I mean, sort of pedestrian, both these teams, 44-46 as I speak. Some of the other scores, of course, of today's games, the Cubs, wow, the Cubs routed the Orioles 10-3. Cubs rolling up 16 hits. Orioles only coming up with seven hits on for three runs. Bottom line is, man, the Orioles just aren't delivering. 42-48, a losing record as I speak. And speaking of the Cubs, an even record, 45-45. The Phillies, the Phillies came up a run short to the Brewers in Milwaukee, 3-2. No big thing there. Of course, the Phillies now 29-60. No headed to no playoffs, not anytime soon. Of course, the Brewers 52-41. More power to the Brewers. The Rockies, good old Rockies came up short, 9-3. Rockies got a good record, 52-41. They lost to the 41-47 New York Mets in New York, 9-3. The Nationals were 10-7 winners over the Reds in Cincinnati. The Twins were 4-2 winners over the Astros in Houston. Houston 61-30, still probably one of the best teams in all of baseball. Of course, the Twins 46-44 as I speak. Some more finals on Saturdays as far as the Major League Baseball scores are concerned. The 44-45, one game less than 500. Talking about the Atlanta Braves, 8-5 winners over the Diamondbacks at home in Atlanta. The Dodgers were 7-1 winners, of course, over the Marlins. The Dodgers now 63-29. The Dodgers rocking and rolling down there in the City of Angels. Speaking of the City of Angels, Zach Attack Young is taking his lady and his daughter, Jasmine Young. They're out for the weekend, so they won't be around for any of the radio shows. Bottom line is Zach's got the weekend off. More power to you, Zach. I got to get that Zach contract, man, where I get these weekends off. Anyway, the Mariners, 43 winners over the White Sox in Chicago. The White Sox, 38-51. The Mariners, 44-47. So that sort of wraps up the scoreboard as far as Saturday is concerned. Now, baseball, what can I say? The Giants, big-time losers. The A's will never win. And we're sort of used to winning around here. I mean, we're spoiled. We just are. I mean, we had three World Series in 5 years. So to watch this team just go into the tank like this, you know, Madison, forget, don't try to blame Madison's Bumgarner. That's what the fans are trying to do around here, trying to place the blame on the ace of the pitching staff because he went down a couple of months ago, you know, from that motorcycle accident I mentioned in Colorado. But you can't blame him. I mean, the team's just falling apart. And when a team falls apart, the entire team falls apart because if it was a great team, if the Giants were a great team and Bumgarner went down, they would find some way to, how can I put this, to regroup, to come together, to form as a unit. They'd get it, they would come together. But the bottom line is, it's not there right now. The Giants are a losing franchise. They probably will be a losing franchise the next couple of years. Unless they were to get, how can I put this, some magic. I mean, there's got to be some magic in the front office as far as the Giants are concerned. Is it there? Probably not. I think they need to clean house. I think it's time to go in another direction. So maybe Bruce Bochy now, three World Series in 5 years. Is it, what have you done for me lately? I mean, they're talking about firing him. They're talking about him leaving. There's all kinds of stuff going on here in the press here in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Talking about Bruce Bochy possibly being fired or canned, or and they're rumored and they're talking and they're whispering and things like that. How can you can a guy that's won you, that's taken you to the World Series 3 times in 5 years and you've won 3 times in 5 years? How can you even talk that way? I mean, what have you done for me lately? Yes, the Giants are on a skid, but you really can't blame the manager. Maybe you can blame the management, but not the manager. The bottom line is the Giants, they sort of resort, they put their stock in some older guys and guys that really weren't proven. They made the wrong moves when they should have made the right moves. And you know, people say, how did the Giants win those World Series? I think a lot of it had to do with luck and spite. I mean, the front office just made decisions and somehow the players just seemed to come together. And of course, the Giants would put together for those three World Series teams. They put together World Series wins. And they did it by winning at the right times. Remember that? They won 1 year was when they won a World Series. They won a playoff game to get in, and then they snuck in a couple other. So the bottom line is they went backdoor into one World Series and won that. The Giants, a great team of days gone by, but not probably for the conceivable future. Now, who looks good? No doubt about that. We talked about earlier about the Houston Astros. Houston Astros are Major League Baseball's probably their premier team right now. I mean, who's better? Maybe the Dodgers? I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this breaks down as far as the World Series occurs, as far as all the different teams when it boils down to October. Of course, it's almost November now. Man, baseball's lasting a long time. Is there? Do you think we should cut the series? I thought about it the other day. I thought maybe there's too much baseball on TV. I mean, every time I turn around, there's baseball on Sports Channel or Comcast this or Comcast that, and I'm inundated with baseball. I'm not that big of a baseball freak anymore. So I'm wondering, are they overdoing it on baseball? I mean, plus I have to pay for that Comcast channel. I don't get to watch the Giants games for free. Of course, I have to have them as far as my work. But the bottom line is, who wants to watch the Giants when they're getting their heads handed to them almost every day? I just don't. What have you done for me lately? Yes, I am spoiled. No doubt about that. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I've got the drunk, guilt-free, drunk text line. That's right. If you're drunk and you don't want to and sound like, you know, like that, no one acts stupid, this and that, I'm cool. I'm down with that. I've got this drunk-free text line for you. You give that a call. That's right. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And, of course, the Skype line is hot. It's happening as well. And the address is Sports Byline and the number 2. The Sports Byline and the number 2. Of course, this is the Taco Man Radio Show coming to you live from the city of By the Bay. No doubt about that, man. San Francisco is hot and happening each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Of course, live here on the Taco Man Radio Show. And Taco Man Radio never comes to you from Fisherman's Wharf. Coming up a little later in hour number 2, we'll take an in-depth look into the career. Not actually the life. We'll stay away from the boxing end of it. We'll look at the life of Muhammad Ali in his own words. Of course, some of you have only heard him do this bragging and being, you know, boasting about this and knocking that guy out and knocking this guy out, when they didn't know that he was probably, and then later in life, of course, having problems with Parkinson's in his speech and things like that. But you probably didn't know that he was probably the most eloquent black speaker of the 20th century outside of maybe Martin Luther King. I can't think of him. Thurgood Marshall? No. The Supreme Court Justice? No, I'm just kidding you. I'm telling you, I really think it was either Ali or Martin Luther King were the two most prolific as far as their voices. I mean, when Ali spoke, man, the world just came to a halt. And it came to a halt many, many, many times. And, of course, not only because of his boxing, but because of his ability to stand up for what's right and wrong. You know that's what it was all about. I mean, at the end of the day, the Supreme Court said he was right. But, you know, when they first ruled on that, here's what's up. When they first ruled, I didn't know if you know this, but I'll give you a little pretext on what we're doing in an hour or two. We'll look at Muhammad Ali in 1978. He goes up to the TV show, the CBS show, Face the Nation. I think Bob Schieffer does the interview. And Bob Schieffer asks him all kinds of some embarrassing questions, but some questions that only a straight journalist, a guy from Face the Nation, could ask. So it's pretty cool going that way. I really think it's pretty cool. So I think you'll enjoy that. Face the Nation will go part one or part two in hour number 2, no doubt about that. Now I'm looking at some of these affiliates. Of course, we got some great new affiliates. I want to mention them, of course, as being part of the Taco Man Radio Network, Detroit, Michigan, Motown, baby. I worked the Pontiac Silverdome as an announcer. I worked Joe Louis Arena, Cobo Hall, all those great arenas in Detroit. Of course, Detroit tuning in tonight, WCAR, 1090 AM. Hey, how about Steel City, Pittsburgh, PA, baby? Paul Spatafore, I was down there in Pittsburgh doing fights for Paul on pay-per-view. We did them on pay-per-view down there. 540 AM, WWCSS in Pittsburgh, PA. KGAL, KGOW, of course, 1560 AM. Carl Hagman listening down there in Houston, Texas. And my man, Elmer, listening in Atlanta G, 1120 AM, WXDO, just some of the affiliates, of course, on the Taco Man Radio Network. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free drunk text line. If you're drunk and you don't want to act like a fool, I understand. 415-275-1613. The drunk, guilt-free text line. Once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Here's the pitch to Willie. There's a liner straight to Richardson. The ball game is over and the World Series is over. Willie McCovey hit it like a bullet. A line drive right straight to Bobby Richardson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tucker.
You guys.
You lollygag the ball around the end. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygag.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
8-16. Watch me hit.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Started it off. Went there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Good shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The focus was on HBO Championship Boxing, and of course, emanating from the Great Western Forum, the Inglewood Forum, of course, in the hood, baby, down there in Inglewood, California. Way. It's the bottom line is you walk a couple blocks in the arena and you walk in the wrong direction, you may be in a shady neighborhood. Just put it to you like that. I've gotten lost in Inglewood. I've had a great time, but other people get lost in Inglewood and they get find themselves in trouble. I want to put that in the right way. Anyway, WBC Super Featherweight Champion in the main event, of course, at the L.A. Forum, Miguel Alcaraz Berchtold, of course, now 32-1, 28 KOs at 12 rounds. Unanimous decision win over a Japanese contender, the number one ranked guy, Takashi Imura, now 31-4, two drops and two draws and 24 KOs. You know, Larry Murch and I were talking earlier about Japanese fighters on another show about Larry Murch, of course, the retired HBO announcer, about how Japanese fighters really don't have power. But you've looked at Imura here. He's got 24 KOs and 31 wins, but against who? Sorry, but against two. I just got to put you like that because Japanese guys, for the most part, for some reason, they don't punch all that well. Now, move things on, of course. Wow. How about this one? Should have played that song Ghostbusters, Cuddy. I'm telling you, because the ghost got lit up tonight like the White House Christmas. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, 33-6-1, of course. Wow, man. Holy cow. That's all I can say. He got knocked down three times in round two, finished him with two more knockdowns in round number three. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero, history. The guy from Gilroy, California, like a stale set of, you know, Gilroy fries, maybe from McDonald's. Done. Stick a fork in him. Of course, he's, I don't think he's been that hungry since the Mayweather fight. Of course, I didn't think he was that hungry in the Mayweather fight. In other words, if I fought Mayweather, I would probably be disqualified trying to win some way other than just trying to outbox him. Because you can't outbox Floyd Mayweather. Sort of trying to outproduce Cuddy as far as radio is concerned. You're not going to do it. So why even try to fight him? Why even try to box him? You got to fight him. You got to throw these guys off. Like Roy Jones 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. When you couldn't fight. You couldn't box Roy Jones. Roy Jones had those reflexes, man. Roy Jones could just destroy you with reflexes and speed. But once you lose that little edge, you become susceptible. Of course, Roy Jones knocked out, what, once, twice in a row, two fights in a row? And, of course, oh, man. He got knocked out across the palm by Denis Lebedev. Of course, when the referee allowed him to take punches, I think they were unnecessary. Roy Jones still trying to fight, the age of like 48 years old. Was he 1988 Olympic silver medalist? Got robbed him of the gold medal, but 88, 98, 2008. He'll be boxing 30 years come next year. Holy cow, Roy Jones, man. And you know, he's probably still one of the best TV announcers as far as having the ability to analyze a boxing game. I mean, he's just amazing. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I was actually stunned that he sounded as good as he did a couple of weeks ago on TV. So more power to you, Roy Jones, but you keep taking those shots, man, and it's got to come to an end real, real soon. Anyway, Chris Eubank, the son of the former WBO super middleweight champion. Talk about Chris Eubank Sr., now this being Junior, of course, Sr. now walking around with a cane and a monocle, looking sort of like something, like some guy out of like the 18th century anyway. Chris Eubank Jr. now 25-1, 19 KOs, a one-sided 12-round unanimous win over two-time 168-pound champion. I'm talking about Arthur Abraham. You ain't the king no more, baby. 46-6, 30 KOs, of course. He probably had that, probably did his best probably against Andre Ward a few years ago. But outside of that, you know, he's made a lot of money. He's made a lot of money in Europe, so the money days are coming to an end. Of course, these scores were 118-110. That means 10 rounds of two. As far as if you want to score rounds, 120-108 was the third score, and that is a huge, huge win as far as Chris Eubank Jr. is concerned. Of course, he's going to advance. And, you know, this makes him, how can I put this? It sort of shows you that he made the right decisions because Eubank could have taken some fights that were sort of risky fights. I mean, you know, for the money and this and that. And he didn't want to do it, and then he was offered one fight, and he wanted to take it, and then they wouldn't have taken it. But, you know, just sometimes some guys get lucky. Some fighters just get lucky, and I think Chris Eubank got lucky. Speaking of guys getting lucky, wow. We'll talk about Robert Whittaker, of course, the new UFC champion. And when I say UFC middleweight champion, of course, the UFC middleweight title holder used to be Michael Bisping. I don't know what happened to Mr. Bisping. He was supposed to fight George St. Pierre. That was going to go down with St. Pierre coming back, of course, in like October or something like that. But they decided to put up this fight for the belt. And, of course, Dana White. I don't know if Dana. Do you think Dana White's still calling the shots down there? Do you think he's still calling the shots? I don't know. I mean, I see him on TV. Not all that current. I mean, not all that. Not like he used to. He's not dominant. He's got other guys coming out, like the B team. It sounds like you're trying to get a B team together. But Robert Whittaker now is the new UFC middleweight champion, of course, beating Yoel Romero. Romero, I thought, was the guy that was, like, destined to become champion. I thought he just had all the moves. I think he was an Olympic wrestler out of Cuba, looking good, but not good enough last week for losing across the board, 48-47, three rounds of two, in a five-round fight to Robert Whittaker, the new middleweight champion of the UFC. That's 185 pounds. Now, as far as these heavyweights are concerned, and I talked about this, Murphy's Law, it's Murphy's Law. Some of that. What can't happen will happen. Anyway, check this out. You've got two of the hardest hitters in the history of mixed martial arts, both heavyweights, both champions. Alistair Overeem, former Strikeforce Grand Prix champion, of course, Fabrice Bruno, the former USC heavyweight champion. Both these guys can crack big time, okay? And guess what? They both got glass jaws. So what happens when they fight each other? It goes to decision, and Alistair Overeem wins a majority. Now, one judge had even 28-28, meaning one round went one going one way, one round went the other way, and one round went even. The other two judges had a 29-28, two rounds of one for Alistair Overeem. Of course, one of the most well-spoken MMA fighters I've ever heard in my life. I interviewed him one time in San Jose, California, after a Strikeforce card, and I was impressed. But the videos he turned out the last couple of weeks, as far as the shoot interviews are concerned, wow, man, I'm really blown away by this guy speaking. He can really talk a good game. I'm talking about the former Strikeforce heavyweight champion, Alistair Overeem. First of all, a skinny light heavyweight, then became a buffed heavyweight. Of course, that was with the help of Flintstone vitamins, of which he was popped for at the very least one time. Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion of the UFC, of course, after an unsuccessful attempt to drop to 145 pounds, meaning the lightweight limit is 155 in the UFC, returned to lightweight, of course, beat Jim Miller in a unanimous nod across the board, 30-27. The Cowboy Jim Miller is a middle-of-the-card guy, folks. He'll never be at the top of the card. He's a good number five, number six guy, but not a good top five guy, so Pettis was supposed to beat him. Now, Pettis, if he gets his act together, I guess we could try to put him in a position to fight for a vacant USC lightweight title. Why I say vacant? Because lightweight champion is Conor McGregor. And Conor McGregor, of course, is going to fight Floyd Mayweather in August. And after making all that money, you really think that Conor McGregor's going to fight again? You really think he's going to want? I mean, come on, man. If you're going to get $75 million, and they're like guaranteeing it to him, if you're going to get $75 million, why would you pick up and fight somebody to the death for a lot less than that? Because no UFC fight's going to be able to pay him the kind of money he's going to make against Mayweather. Just not going to happen, okay? And there's not going to be a rematch. It's probably going to go a 2 out of 3 type of things. So, I mean, I think the glow, the allure of the event will wear off after the very, very first fight. There won't be anybody clamoring to see this a second time. Anyway, speaking of McGregor, him and Floyd going back and forth, going on this world tour. Of course, McGregor being the, as I said, the lightweight champion. Of course, the former featherweight champion beat out Jose Aldo at 145. Man, at 145 beat Rafael Dos Anjos. I mean, Conor's the real deal as far as MMA is concerned, but not as far as boxing is concerned. And, you know, Floyd Mayweather, although I despise him and I don't like him and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, you remember the press conference when he said I was the greatest writer in the history of boxing? And then 10 minutes later, he told me I didn't know what I was talking about. I said, hey, well, 10 minutes ago, I was the greatest. Anyway, that's just Floyd. So Floyd and I have had an up and down relationship over the years. Of course, I knew the kid when he was an amateur. Of course, out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Originally, that's where his family was. Of course, moved to Las Vegas, took over Las Vegas, became the king of Las Vegas. And for some reason, I really am blown away by the fact he's been able to pocket the money that he has. I mean, to be able to pull off the Conor of the century as far as he, take the back, 2 centuries. He was Conor people in the 20th century. Now he's Conor in the 21st century to put money into his pocket. And I really don't understand what Floyd Mayweather brings to the dance. And me being a 4-time Golden Glove champion, I'm not trying to disrespect his boxing ability. I'm really not. I mean, as a boxer, he has good offensive and defensive skills. Now, is he exciting? No. If he was in porn, would he be making money? No. Why is he making money in boxing? Because he's got a good con. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Larry Merchant, the aforementioned Larry Merchant, I have talked about, you know, it being the biggest con since the 1970s movie put together by Robert Redford and Paul Newman, The Sting. Okay, but, you know, well, guess what? Larry says it's probably the biggest con of all time as far as boxing is concerned, of all time. This has been the biggest con of all time, the Mayweather con. Now, will the Mayweather con come to an end with Conor McGregor? Only if McGregor steps on his foot. That's the only way he'll win. If he steps on his foot, he lands something heavy to the chin. And let's be honest, you know, Floyd's taking some good shots. And everybody says, well, he hasn't been hit by a guy like, you know, by Conor. Conor can really punch. Yes, Conor can punch. But he was punching with 4-ounce gloves. Now we're going to double his gloves. We're going to double the size of his gloves plus 50%. In other words, we're going to increase his gloves to the size of 150%. And you think he's still going to be able to punch? Think about that. We're going to increase the size of his gloves 150% for this fight. Based on the fights he had in MMA, we're going to increase the size of the glove and the weight of the glove 150%. If you put 150% more, how could you do? I mean, how could you move around? Would you be fast? Could you have the power with all that padding? Come on, man. It ain't going to happen. That's why they're fighting with pillows. Mayweather, slickest dude on earth when it comes to negotiations. Just absolutely, it's like stone cold sick when it comes to being slick. I mean, he just is. I mean, the fact that he got this fight at 154, he conned McGregor into fighting at 154 so they could fight with 10-ounce gloves. So 147 would be 8-ounce gloves, but 10-ounce gloves at 154 just adds to Mayweather's insurance policy. In other words, that makes the odds of him being knocked out considerably less because you're getting hit with an 8-ounce glove. Man, it hurts. I fought with 8-ounce gloves. I fought with those 8s and 10s. Put on some 6s one time. They took them off. Anyway, fought with 8s and 10s. And I have to tell you, when you fight with the 8-ounce glove, you can feel the knuckle through your glove. You can feel the knuckle through the glove. You can feel that knuckle. You can roll. You roll the padding around. You roll the padding around. You can get your knuckle sort of up there on the glove, okay? A 10-ounce glove, it feels different. It feels like a pillow. In other words, I could punch a little bit with a 10-ounce glove, with an 8-ounce glove, but with a 10-ounce glove, it was just like you know, it just was. I was better off with my 14-ounce sparring gloves because they had some pop to them, and they, you know, they were all flattened out and that kind of good stuff. But just 10-ounce gloves, the difference between 8 and 10s, can I say, doesn't seem like 2 ounces would be all that much, right? When you consider it's on a fighter's hands, and the fighter has to hold his hands up now for 36 minutes outside of holding his hands up with a 4-ounce glove. And in MMA, you don't hold your hands up all that much, right? I mean, you can pull away and things like that. You can't pull away from Mayweather and just drop your hands. He'll step forward and pop that jab on you. He'll keep popping that jab. Mayweather will pop that jab all night. Here's a guy that starts his workout off with like a 10,000 jabs. I mean, he's amazing. There's no doubt about it. He's an amazing athlete, but not a great fighter. A great boxer? No doubt about it. Great fighter? No way, no how. As far as this fight going down and making a whole lot of money, I think it will. I think that the fact that that Floyd's involved, the fact that Conor's involved, of course, Conor and Floyd, as I said, lighting up the press dice up there as far as London was concerned, that's going to be a big thing. As far as people in London, the UK, Ireland, this kind of stuff, Europe will all get behind this. People in the United States will get behind it. And we'll only see if the Mexicans will get involved. If the Mexicans get involved, it's going to really be a winner as far as pay-per-view is concerned. Of course, this has been your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Would you like to go to Cuba with us? In fact, Gennady Golovkin or Canelo Alvarez will be on this tour. We're talking about October 23rd. We'll leave Miami, Florida on the WBO 30th Anniversary Congress and Cruise. I kid you not. 30th Anniversary Congress and Cruise. We're going to Cuba. We're going to the Bahamas. Check us out. Leave with us October 23rd out of Miami by going to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to Johnny Taco live from the Taco Man Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belts, and now it's this guy's belts. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd. Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk, and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
The Manny Pacquiao, of course, Mr. Jeff Horn fight that took place about 3 weeks ago, of course, called controversial. The WBOs went back and looked at the fight. They decided the decision stands. There is no mandatory rematch, but there will be a rematch anyway. And, of course, if Manny Pacquiao were to lose, according to his trainer, Freddie Roach, he should retire. Listen, he should have retired a long time ago. Anyway, the bottom line is the fact that he went down there and lost to a rookie, that's on him. I mean, that's really more about Manny Pacquiao when there's the other guy. It really is. I mean, some people say to me, you know, Manny Pacquiao's enjoyed a wonderful career. He's become a senator in the Philippines, going to be the president one day. Okay, let him go off and do his political thing. And as far as boxing is concerned, he's done, man. Just forget about it. Stick a fork in him. Hour number two. Let's shine the light on the greatest athlete of all time. As far as Muhammad Ali is concerned, of course, he was an athlete both in the world of sports and the world of, the world at large, man. I mean, he just carried the ball for all of us. He was our guy. Whether you liked him or not, he represented America and the world at large. Muhammad Ali unplugged in hour number two. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the text line, guilt-free, baby, for the drunks, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Taco Man Radio, Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco.